Okay, we're up to Mem Hei Amid Aleph. Mishnah, new parak, says Shlosha Sha'ach Lukakas. Three people who eat as one, they're chayav et lezamin, they're chayav to make a zeman. Ochel demai, so if they're eating demai, right? Umaisa rishon shenitla trumoso. So here's a nice list of the different types of tithes. So demai is produce or food that was made from a person who might not have separated the proper trumas and maiseris. And the word demai is, we don't know. We don't know the status. Demai. We don't know its status. Okay? And the Chachamim declare that such stuff should be considered untithed, even though the guy claimed he did do it. Okay? So that's one. That's demai. That's classic. Then you have Maisa Rishon. Maisa Rishon, the truma after the first portion, given to the Levium. meaning, if you give the first portion to the Kohanim, right, you separate one-tenth of the remaining and give that to the Levium. That's Maisa Rishon. Shenitla Trumaso, meaning Maisa Rishon Shenitla Trumaso is Maisa Rishon where the Truma for the Kohen was already taken off. Meaning Stam Truma in the Torah refers to Truma Gedola, right? It refers to the main Truma that's given to the Kohen. All these things, Maisa Sheni is a tithe that was set aside that was given to the Kohanim. First Truma Gedola given to the Kohanim. Maisa Rishon was given to the Levium. Maisa Sheni was separated during the first, second, and fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah. And it's set aside. It's brought to Yerushalayim, and you would eat it inside Yerushalayim. Maisa Rishon.
But do you make a bracha?
So the question is this stuff. You have all this stuff, right? And a shamish who eats a kezias, so the kuti, or a kuti who ate with two others at a meal. So the question is, all these things, which technically might have been permitted to be eaten, right, meaning stuff that was, let's say, for example, hektish sheniftu, consecrated stuff that was redeemed and therefore mutter to be eaten. So, and the shamish who eats a kezias, what's the shamish doing there? What's the shamish's role? The shamish's role is talking about over here, the waiter who served the meal, he just, like, let's say he ate at least a kezias, right? The guy serving at the meal, right? So what about him? What's his status?
I understand. Yeah. You're sitting at the table, all of a sudden you have a piece of demai, a piece of bread. You found out that there's no, nothing was done with that. It was no maser, nothing was given over to the poor people, whatever it's going.
No, wait. We're not talking about where you didn't do that stuff. We're not.
It says here, three people ate together.
Right, the chayv to zeman.
Ate bread from bread of demai.
Demai is you're not sure. Demai is you're not sure it was taken. The Chachamim have a chumrah that you don't eat demai. But it's not, this Mishnah is not listing things that pashut, you didn't separate tithes. Right? We're not talking about that.
Well, it is, because if the guy's not sure, he's not making a brook, that means you don't bench.
If you know for sure
this stuff is not...
You don't, it's not the case. It's not for sure. There was nothing here that was for sure a problem. Right? Did you see anything here that was for sure a problem? So all these things, when you have them together with people, so we say they are chayev in a zimun, right? Technically speaking, are they chayev in a zimun, right? So they're chayev in zimun. But now here come the things that you did wrong. But if you ate tevel, right, untithed produce, umaiser rishon shalom nitla trumaso, or maiser sheni vehekta shalom niftu, or a shamish who ate less than a kezias, and all these things, so these ain mezamnin alav. Nashim vavadim and ktanim, ain mezamnin alav. You don't do a zimun. How many do you need to eat? How much do you need to have a kezias? We say, how much do you need to eat to have a kezias, to have a zimun? Ad kezias. Rabbi Yehuda says, ad kebetza. What's the source for these types of things? So the Gemara goes through that. That's fine. We'll skip that for right now. Then you go to 45b, and you have the famous sugya of Noshim Mezamlis Latzman. Women can make their own zimun, and Avadim can make their own zimun. But Noshim Avadim, if they want to join together, we don't do it. Why? Because that's pritzus. It's going to lead to a machla if they do it together.
You
don't have Noshim and Avadim together.
You can't use a woman with two men. If you're short one, you're not.
We'll see. We said Noshim and Avadim. We said right here. We're going to get to it. We'll see. We're going to talk about women Zeman. Hilchasa Kamar Zutra. Looks like Marzutra came in the boil at Kuri Shem Shemayim. It's inappropriate to mention Hashem name. Batsir Masar Lavar. Less than 10 people, we don't invoke God's name. So you only put Elokeinu in the benching at the Rabbi Sinai Berech when you have 10 people. Okay. Then let's see here. Abai Anile Bakalik Yechasham Polim Lakaimo. He would answer Amen after saying the blessing. Bnei Yerushalayim. So they would hear and stand. They would say Atova Meitiv La Daraisa. But the Tova Meitiv is not Midaraisa, so they don't have to say it, right? The whole discussion on Tova Meitiv. Okay, we have a lot to discuss here in a small amount of time. So first of all, there's great stuff from Rav Soloveitchik, as always, in this Rashima Shurim. Right, and Rashi said,
yeah, he don't do this part, this Brachos, he didn't do anything else?
Brachos was the last for them to put together. The famous one they gave out when he passed away was the one on Baba Kama. No, Baba Kama was second. The first one was Sukkah. Shavuos, Baba Kama, Rav Shechter has notes on Nazir. They're putting together the whole Shas. They're putting together, yeah. But the Brachos is one of the newly published ones, 500 pages. Okay. So he says over here, look at Rashi, because if you notice, by the way, the Lashon says at the beginning of the Perek, it had a Lashon of Shlosha Sha'achlu Ka'achas, three that they ate together, right? By the way, this Sefer, I got beautiful Sefer, Shari Mitzuyon and Bahalacha, so in Y.S. Farm Zell, three that ate together, it began in a Lashon of Rabim, plural, they ate, Shlosha Sha'achlu, and then it says, Achol Demai, if he ate Demai, it switched over to Lashon Yachid, right? Which sounds like if they all ate Demai, it would have been no good. The question is if one guy ate Demai, right? So the Betzlach writes, the Lo Nakat Lashon Achol Demai Elamishum Seifa Denakat Hashamash Achol Kazayas. It was just flowing off the Seifa. It wasn't trying to teach you anything that you should walk away with any lesson from that. This is a great Seifa. This really gets into the weeds of the halacha here. You have another line, by the way, on this daf that I didn't read. That a person should not answer Yagbiya Kolo Yoser Min HaMavarech. A person should not raise their voice louder than the person shouldn't raise their voice louder than the one making the bracha. Okay? Shita Mikubetza says that's referring to the answering Amen. You know, all these things that you respond, you should not personally make it louder than the person saying it. The reason for it, the Ben Yoda says, the Zeye To'elis Yishma La Bracha. Because the point is to hear the bracha. And not like hearing the response. I am Mr. Brewer, the Barim Okolo, because but Mr. Brewer says if your loud voice is to mizariz the nation, to get people to daven with more fervor, gamhe mutter. It's okay, it's mutter, right? The Carlin stolen chassidim over there is screaming the whole davening. So Mr. Brewer brings that. If it's to increase the kavana, it's fine. Back then we're worried people didn't have sidurim, you're so loud no one knows it's flying. Okay. So Rashi says over here, right three. So lihizdamen yachad litzirav bracha b'loshen rabim ko nevarech, to be able to come together for a zimun to say the loshen of rabosai nevarech. Let's make a bracha.
It seems like the person shouldn't say it louder than the one who's really the leader.
Correct. That's the din. That's the din. But Mr. Brewer has a heter bismanenu that if you need for more kavana. But Rashi brought in the Shulchan Aruch, brought in the Rambam. It's brought down. There's a halacha that one doesn't try not to be louder.
People don't seem to know that.
What? Well, there, Mr. Brewer. Yeah. Okay. So Rashi said three together for the purpose of Nevarech, that we come together as a blessing. He says, Yesh ledaktik b'loshen Rashi. We should be precise in the language of Rashi. Demahai kavana sasha zimun, that what is zimun? Hainu lihizdamin yachad. What was his loshen Rashi? Lihizdamin yachad litzirav bracha b'loshen Rabin. To have the opportunity to rendezvous together for the combination of a Lashon Rabim. What is Rashi getting at? What's Rashi giving you? A whole poetry over here in order to just tell you that they have a Zeman. So he says, look at the Rambam. Rambam says, Shlosh Lachlu Paske Achas, three people eat bread together. They're chayav to make the bracha Birkas Zeman, call them Birkas HaMazim. What is a Birkas HaZeman? If three were eating together until 10, they would say, Nevarech Shechalna Mishalo. Never once say Shechalna Mishalo Chayinu. And the Gemara is Mavur, that if three ate together, there's a Chalos Din Bercha Zimun, meaning, She'echad Yezamen et Shar B'nei Chabura, and that's what they would answer. So the Rambam's paskening, right, in Hilchas Brachas, that Kol HaShomea Brachas Min HaBrachas, whoever hears a bracha from beginning to end, and has Kavana to be to Yotze from it, is Yotze, even though you don't answer Amen, even though you don't answer Amen. V'chol HaNoa Ona Amen Achar Mavarach, Harei Zek Mavarach. And if you say Amen after I make a bracha, it's like you made the bracha. Right? But the guy making the bracha has to be chayiv himself in the bracha. He can't just make a bracha for you that he's not chayiv in. So you see from the words of the Rambam, there are two dinim. Alright, that's great. You know you're getting up for a good Rav Soloveitchik now. There are two aspects to be yotzei the bracha from another. There is shomea ka'ona. Listening is like hearing it. It's like saying it. Listening and answering amen. He had two aspects here, the Rambam. Both of them are different. The din of Shomea Ka'ona is only when you want to be Yotze to hear the bracha from beginning to end. While answering Amen, you're Yotze in any way, right? Because look what the Rambam said. Be very careful. The Rambam says, that if you heard the bracha from beginning to end, even though you did not answer amen, but you had kavanah to be yotze, you're yotze.
Come on, Esther, let's say.
No.
What's the difference?
Okay, fine. That you heard the bracha from beginning to end. So even though you didn't answer amen, right? Even though you didn't answer amen, as long as you heard from beginning to end, you're yotze. That's shomea ka'ona. Okay, shomea ka'ona. But as opposed to the second half of his din, where he says whoever answers amen after the bracha, it's as though you're the one saying it. There he doesn't say from beginning to end. So Rav Soloveitchik is saying a distinction here. The idea of listening and being yotze through listening, Shomei Kona needs you to hear from beginning to end, the bracha. The idea of being yotze through the word amen, as long as you hear any part of the bracha. That's why I avoided Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is a different din because you have to stop and just listen.
I say.
Yeah.
So then you're yotze? You're yotze with a kedusha?
The question is, what are you yotze? You yourself are davening.
No, but you're davening in a different part of davening. Right?
But what are you trying to be yotze?
Yotze, you don't need it, you're doing it yourself.
So the question is, do you need to be yotze, kadosh, 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 or you need to be part of a minion? The minion has kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Like, one of the things of my requirement of what I need to be yotze, I don't think on a person's day is they need to be yotze kedusha. They need to daven with a minion, and part of the minion has kedusha. That's why Shemoneh Esrei is a very challenging one.
Let's say you're middle Shemoneh Esrei,
and someone's making a bracha on the lulav. Are you yotze? You didn't say amen, but you heard the bracha from beginning to end. That's your kasha. You heard the bracha from beginning to end, right? So lechora, Rav Soloveitchik so far is saying you're yotze medin shomea kaona because you heard him from beginning to end, right? But you're not yotze medin amen. It's hard because you're getting into hirhur kedibur. But fine. So now look at the Rambam, who says that afterwards you begin and say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hazan Ad Shegamar Birchas, the four brachas, and they say Amen after each bracha. Used to be back then the bencher would lead the benching. They would listen each bracha. They would say Amen. So why did the Rambam emphasize by the Zimun the Bnei Chabura answered Amen after each bracha? Why didn't they just say that they listened and they were yotze that way? Because didn't the Rambam say if you listen beginning to end you could be yotze Shomea Kona? Okay, the Yerushalmi says that there are three places where there's no din of Shomea Ka'ona. Betfila, in davening, that's why I don't want to mention either, because each person needs to mevakesh rachamim on them. No one could ask for mercy for you. Kriya Shema, each person needs to say it himself each day. Ubirkas HaMazon. Birkas HaMazon is totally on your own benefit that you got from the food. Rak HaNene Be'atzma Yechol Levarach. So he says, Tzarech Ian, says Rav Soloveitchik, the Shliach Tzibur can't be Motzi in Shemoneh Esrei. Guy doesn't know what he's doing in davening. He could be Yotzi to the Shliach Tzibur. So you have to say that there's the kium of Tefillah B'Tzibur is different than the din of Shomea Ka'ona. This is classic Rav Soloveitchik. You have to say Tefillah B'Tzibur has a Chalos Shem Tefillah B'Tzibur. And a Yachid is Yotzi by the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Meaning, even though I can't daven for you a Shemoneh Esrei. That's what the din was in Yerushalmi, right? You can't get up and daven for me a Shemoneh Esrei. But the Shliach Tzibur, that's not what the Yerushalmi was talking about. Because that is a superpower that breaks Shomei Ka'ona, and it has a din Chal Din Tzibur, right? So you see that there are two dinim in Birkas HaMazon. We're within a brisker chakir than a brisker chakir. Says Rav Soloveitchik, there are two dinim in Birkas HaMazon. One is Birkas HaZimun, that one is mezamin their friend to you know, you call your friend to bless. And number two, chalos din birkas hamazon bezimun, which becomes a part of birkas hamazon de chabur. Let's say that too fast. There are two aspects to birkas hamazon with three people. There is the birkas hazimun, which one person is mezamin and chaverov, he blesses his friends. And two, there's a chalos din birkas hamazon with a zimun, which creates a object called birkas hamazon de chabura. Creates a unit for everyone together. Let's explain.
So what's the name? Two guys and three guys. Two guys ate bread. The third guy.
Let's plug it in. Okay, now, the Rambam is precise. Three guys ate bread. Keep it simple. Three guys ate bread.
Okay.
The Rambam is precise and says that you need to specifically say Amen after each bracha, but Birkas HaMazon B'Zimun. Because you're not Yotze Birkas HaMazon B'Chabura. Oh, very good. The question was, why did the Rambam say that the listeners need to say Amen after each bracha? Remember, the Rambam holds if you listen from beginning to end, you're Yotze Shomei Kona. Why did they need me to say Amen? So, says Rav Soloveitchik, you're not Yotze Birkas HaMazon B'Chabura, the group aspect of Birkas HaMazon, with Shomea Ka'ona. That's why he's connecting it back to davening. So too by Tefillah B'Tzibur, right? The Seder of Tefillah B'Tzibur, guy begins Shema, Behein Onan Amen, Rambam says again you need Amen. Sounds like from the Rambam again. in order to create an aspect of tzibur, you can't just rely on shomea kona. There has to be amen. There has to be responsiveness. There has to be inclusion in what you're doing. There has to be a way to include yourself.
A lot of times you say, did you wash? Okay, you could be included. He didn't wash. The guy didn't wash.
Washing has nothing to do with benching. Washing is the beginning of the meal. The beginning of the meal has nothing to do with the end of the meal.
But the benching. You have three guys. Two of them ate bread. The third one did not eat bread. Are you able to include
Separate din. Did he have enough mazonos? Did he not? But it's not related to shomei kona. That's what quantity does he have to eat to be yotzei. Now, the explanation of all this, says Rav Soloveitchik, is that tefillah b'tzibur is not a tefillah, this is the key, is not a tefillah of 10 individuals, but rather it's a chefza called tefillah b'tzibur. Right. Where all the tzibur is davening together. And therefore, by saying amen, you're included in the ma'isa bracha. That's a see, Rav Soloveitchik took Chazaretz HaShas so seriously. Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Schechter and Rav Willig during Chazaretz HaShas, they stand with the feet together, no talking, like it's their Shmon Esrei. Because that's the time you're taking part in the Chalos Shem Tzibur. Right? You're taking part in a Shmon Esrei of the Tzibur. It's a much different din. The Hunira, the Hua Din, but Birka Sam. Yes. Why don't you explain the difference then? He has a lot on this, so we can find it. Right. What is the essential difference between you being Yotze through the Chazaras HaShas and what you did before standing with the minion? I have to see how he phrases it. So he says, the Hua Din Birkas HaMazon, that it's not one person being Motzi everybody through Shomea Ka'ona. And when he makes the bracha, everyone's Yotze that way. No. What's happening here is the Chalos Chabura. You're creating a Chabura. So he says, the Yeshnam Shnei Dinim V'Kiyunim. There's two then fulfillments in the Birkas HaMazon. One is the Kiyum Birkas HaMazon B'Yachid, your private requirement, which is V'Chalta V'Savata. And number two is the Kiyum Birkas HaMazon B'Chabura, which becomes a special unit, which is learned from Gadlu LaHashem Iti U'Ramamo Shemo Yachdav. And that's the second aspect. So he has a lot on this, Rav Soloveitchik has a lot on this aspect. It's just a little bit of time left. What should I focus on here? Okay, we'll do this quickly. So another part of the daf is, can women make a zeman together? Right? We'll do maybe more on this tomorrow. There's such good stuff in this. The Gemara quotes a brisa that says that a woman can make a zeman when they make a birkas and muslin together. What's the psak on this? Tosfos on the side says there's no chiyuv for women who eat together to make a zeman, but they make a zeman if they want to. And accordingly, the minhag today seems that women in general do not. But this also appears to be the opinion of Rashi. The smag adds that when a woman eats with a group of men, she's obligated to join the zeman, though. She can't walk out. She has to hear the zeman, even according to Tosas. The question is whether she can make her own. The Rush disagrees with Tosas for several reasons. Number one, the Gemara learns that a woman makes a zeman from a brisa that says a kol chayavim bezeman, which sounds like women are obligated. Not that they can opt in. They're obligated. Second, since a woman is obligated to make birkas hamazon, either midaraisa or midarabanan, that's brachas tafchaf, why would she not be obligated in zeman? And number three, the Gemara concludes that women are ikadeus, right? They have their own separate minds. They're considered, each woman is considered to be like one man with regard to Zeman. They have their own view, and that implies that three women would have the same obligation. So therefore, the Rush says that women are obligated to make a Zeman together. What's the halacha? Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosus, who says that when women eat by themselves, they could choose to make a Zeman or not. When they eat with a group of men, they're obligated to join part of the Zeman. Rabbi Sinevarech. The Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, quotes the Vilna Gaon, who paskins like the Rush, that women are obligated to make a zeman, even when they eat only with other women. But he says the accepted practice seems that women don't at all today, seemingly like Tosfos. But the Vilna Gaon thought that the Rush was Mekar Adin, Okay, I don't know whether how it came to be that such a resistance to women doing the zeman, not the zeman. You know, these things evolve or don't evolve, or women, let's say, were less literate for a time and therefore didn't know to make the zeman. I don't know. But I know that in certain seminaries, they're very makbid on the women, when they're eating together,
They use zeman for benching, they'll do zeman for davening,
No such thing as zeman for davening. Zeman's just benching.
Huh?
Zeman's just benching. Rabbi Sinev Arech. That's what zeman means. Zeman doesn't mean, that doesn't mean zeman when you're davening together. That's not zeman. That's davening together. Zimun, this is talking just about benching together. Zimun.
So you need 10 people for davening.
For Chazar Sashas.
Right.
Yeah, so that's nothing. That's making a minion. That's not a Zimun.
But
that's making a
minion. Would not be concerned
no,
about
that we don't.
If they have 10 women, do they do a
say? No, when women daven together all the time in large
that's,
groups
that's
in seminaries.
Talking about a Zimun.
What?
If they have 10.
Do they switch to Elokeinu?
Yeah.
I think Lechor according to. Oh, no. Lechor, the Elokeinu is a switching of Davar Shebekedusha like a minion, which women don't participate in. I'm pretty sure. Benching and like Shabbos are outlier dinim, that even though they're mitzvahs aseishas, perhaps women are not in, why they might not be deraisas, because one of the paragraphs talk about inheriting the land. The women didn't inherit the land, unless you talk b'nos lavchad. And therefore the Gemara's discussion that maybe it's not deraisa by them, but even if it's derabanan, still they have an obligation of hodah and akar satov. They still have an obligation, which then, again, that doesn't touch the zimun. That's a kasha whether they have berkas and mazon. But once they do, they do. The reason they can't lead the benching for the men is because of that shayla, by the way. It's not because it's nias or anything else. It's because they may just be derabanan and men might be deraisa. So therefore we don't have disparate obligations being motzi each other. All right, we'll stop there for today.